What's up, y'all? It's B Dangerous back again with another edition of Dangerous Sports Talk. I am your host, B Dangerous. And I know it's been a little second. This is the first episode of this month that I've done. It's fucking December now. But we got some wins to get into. We got some losses to get into. We got some non-sports news to talk about. We got some records being broken. And we got some controversies. But before we get into that, please follow me, DB Dangerous, on Instagram and Twitter at DB Dangerous. Also, please go over to my Facebook page, Dangerous Sports Talk, and go like that real quick. Also, follow this very podcast that you're listening to right now on Spotify, wherever podcasts are available. So let's get right into it. So, the last episode that I've recorded, the Lakers lost by 44 points to the Sixers. However, the tables have turned all the way back around. Because the Lakers won by the same amount of points they lost by over the Pelicans to advance to the tournament finals versus the Pacers. We got Leahy with 30 points. AD had a 16-point, 15-rebound double-double night. Okay, no problem. Then we got D'Lo with 14 points. Then you got Austin Reeves with 17 points. And the biggest thing that I notice about this particular win is how fucking silent people are about it. Because it's always all good when the Lakers lose by 44 points or more. It's all laughs. It's all memes. All the trolls are out. But then when the tables are turned and the Lakers actually dominate and win by that same amount of points that was being clowned before, what the hell are you so quiet for? This is sports, right? You should talk about everything, not just when it fits your narrative. But they wouldn't be trolls if they didn't do that, right? Because as you know, I stand in everything. Win, loss, draw, or indifferent. So I absolutely will snatch this win. And they literally just won against the Suns with Booker and KD present. Because when they won against the Suns before, I wasn't supposed to be happy about that because two of their main players were out. But when their two main players were there, they won by 3 points. But we always know when the Lakers win any big game over any good team, there's always a conspiracy theory to why this happened, if that happened, or the refs were in the bag, all this other shit. But when they lose, we're supposed to just lay down and take it, right? Well, I'm sorry. I ain't one of those fans. Because I don't lay down and take shit. I can give as well as I take. And I'm absolutely basking in this 44-point win, just like I did that loss. So I'm going to need y'all to give this the same energy that y'all gave that loss. Let's see. What else do we have to talk about? Oh, we got to talk about some Bulls. The Bulls have won 3 games in a row. And this is good for them because they've been inconsistent, to say the very least, this season. And they've had the same issues. And the biggest issue they have isn't with the players, because they obviously have the pieces that they need there. Zach LaVine is out for, 3 or 4 weeks with a foot injury. Another injury, of course. But Coby White is going out there and he is balling. He's blossoming into the player that I knew he could be. And I'm proud of him. Couldn't be prouder of him. DeRozan is being DeRozan. But the issue will still be with coaching. Now, while I have no problem with Mr. Billy Donovan, he is very inconsistent when it comes to coaching. Because you got to learn what rotations actually work for your team and what rotations doesn't. And he seems to be getting, I won't say confused, because you've been there long enough to know what works and what doesn't work, especially with the younger players. But if you keep losing 2, 3, 4 games in a row, something has to give. Granted, I'm happy for the 3 wins in a row that they got. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I know you're capable of winning games. But when you lose games over and over and over again, it becomes old. And it's going to be interesting to see how management deals with him in the offseason. Because I don't think that Billy Donovan is going to stay with the Bulls very much longer. And if you get a coach, make sure he is solid. And when you get that solid coach, Bulls management, make sure you treat him right. Because we know the Bulls have a track record of getting damn good coaches. And when that damn good coach leads the team to championships, management gets upset because the players don't see them in the same light as they see the coach. Well, you treat them like shit. You don't want to pay them. So how do you really expect for the players to give you the same love and admiration as they do for the guy that they're actually playing for, the coach? Granted, yes, you put the team together. But if you don't treat them right, the team morale is going to go down. So that's one lesson the Bulls have yet to fucking learn. But that is not for me to decide. I just have to sit back and watch what happens to see how management is going to address the elephant in the room, which is bad coaching or lackluster coaching. I can't even say bad coaching. When it's lackluster coaching, it should be addressed as such. Oh, and the Steelers ended up losing to the ho-ass Patriots 21-18. And I'm shocked they even got 18 points. Because I don't see Trubisky being the answer. And I don't see Kenny Pickett being the answer. And he is now out with an injury as well. And like I said, the Steelers have been really inconsistent this season as well. Because I believe, don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure their record is 6-7. And now they're calling for Mike Tomlin to be fired. Listen to me. In Mike Tomlin's tenure with the Steelers, he has not had a losing season. Despite the opinions to the contrary, this black man and this black NFL coach has not had a losing season yet. So yes, things might be bad right now. But I believe we are going into week 13. So there is still some time to rack some sort of wins up. But one thing you aren't going to do is disrespect Mike Tomlin like he didn't give you Super Bowls before. What you're not going to do is act like Mike Tomlin is a scrub and not see the team for what it actually is. The defense does what it's supposed to do. And I have no problem with the defense. Because you got Highsmith, you got Watt, and you got... Wait. Damn it. Smith Watt. Ugh. Damn it, I forgot his name. But anyway, the defense is good. It's the damn sketchy-ass offense that gives them trouble. And if you can't put points on the board, what the fuck are you playing for? Yes, they've been needed game changers. They need the legendary players that they had before. And I do believe that if they would have kept that Steelers team together just a little bit longer, with Juice, with Antonio Brown, and if they would have just let somebody develop under Ben for a couple of years, then brought him up, they would not be in this predicament right now. But I'll let y'all keep thinking that I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Also, a little bit more NFL news. The biggest game that's coming up right now is the Eagles versus the Cowboys. And I got a lot of Cowboys fans as friends. I have some Eagles fans as friends. And watching those two go at it is always entertaining because we know that the Eagles and Cowboys absolutely despise each other with every fiber of their being. And I believe both fan bases were voted as the most annoying fan base. Honestly, I've seen some annoying-ass Cowboys fans, don't get me wrong. The Cowboys fans that I'm friends with are genuinely good people, and they're cool as hell. But they don't duck or hide from anything their team has done. positive or negative, just like I do with the Lakers and Steelers. So I get it. I absolutely get it. And that's one game that I absolutely want to see because we got the battle of the two black quarterbacks in deck and Mr. Jalen Fine-Ass Hurts. So this is going to be interesting to see what happens. And I got to watch that game. And I don't really don't know what time it comes on, but I'm going to have to go on my sports alerts and see what time that game comes on so I can actually sit back and take a look at it. And going back to the NBA real quick, my thoughts on the in-season tournament. Well, my number one question would be why? Why do you need a tournament in the regular season when the tournament is the playoffs themselves? Like, your regular season wins determine if you're going to make it into the playoffs or not. Why try to do too damn much, put a tournament in the regular season to get a regular season cup? Then what the hell do you need the playoffs for? There's still 82 games in the season. And it's not even Christmas yet. So when you get the in-season tournament out of the way, are we just going to go into the regular season until the trade deadline, into the playoffs? Because I just think they're doing a little bit too much for me. Granted, it's a cool concept. You know what I'm saying? I won't take away from anything there. But I just think that it's not needed. Let the regular season be the regular season. And don't add or take anything away from it. That's the same thing they tried to do with the All-Star game. They tried to do Team Giannis versus Team Lahim for too many years. And they could have just kept it strictly East versus West. Keep it simple. If it ain't broke, don't fucking fix it. That's all I'm saying. Some people don't have a problem with it. Other people do. Like, I know I don't like it. I don't really care for it myself. But I just want to see who's going to win this quote-unquote in-season tournament so you can get back to the regular season the way things should be. That's it and that's all. Also, a couple of days ago, I'm sitting in my room chilling. And I have my ESPN app on here. And something comes up that just disturbs me. They brought up the relationship timeline of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Instead of clicking on it to see what the hell it was about, I swiped off. Because it's not sports news. ESPN, don't you ever in your life send me no timeline of anybody's relationship when it's not fucking sports news. I love Travis Kelce as a tight end. He's my favorite Chiefs tight end next to Tony Gonzalez. I don't need to know about his personal life because that is not sports news. Taylor Swift is not sports news. So bringing that up is just absolutely fucking stupid. And the only reason why it's getting this much attention is because Taylor Swift is involved. And I honestly cannot wait until they break up so she can stop coming to games and we can have our Chiefs games without the damn spectacle of Taylor Swift actually being there watching her boyfriend play. Like, if it's not sports news, don't put it in no alert to anybody because nobody gives a fuck about it. Point blank, period. Excuse me. Also, we got to get into some records that were broken. We have Brock Lesnar's daughter, Maya. She broke the shot put record at Colorado State with 18.50 meters. And I can't say that she gets it honestly. And if you have not seen Brock Lesnar's daughter, you'll know that that's his daughter. I'll just put it that way. But I'm always an advocate for strong women doing what men are quote unquote good at and being better at it. So I'll absolutely give this young lady her respect. Hey, you do what you do. And people are asking, is she going to be a wrestler? If her calling takes her there, then by all means, do what you do. But listen, lead your own path. Write your own story. And I believe that's what she's doing. Hell, she could be an Olympic athlete for all we know in the future. So, hey, We're just going to have to wait and see what happens. Also, I got to give a shout out to Miss Caitlin Clark. She became the first player in Division I history in men's or women's with 3,000 points, 750 rebounds, and 750 assists. And that girl is absolutely talented, and she is her. But one thing I have to say is that when she gets to the WNBA, that's when things are going to kind of get, I don't want to say messy, because it's going to be interesting to see where she ends up going. Because it's going to be a big day when she goes, when she gets drafted. And people are going to say she's going to be the face of the league and attempt to push certain players out of the limelight. The same way they did Stewie and the other young lady, Sabrina, on the New York Liberty. But that's a totally different discussion, and that's another show. Also, another record-breaking stat. Laforte passed Kobe to become the all-time leader in missed field goals with 16,979 in the game versus Phoenix, which they won. And I was actually wrong about that. He can break records and win in the same game. So, hey, we should just appreciate greatness, should we not? Also, we got to bring up the controversy. So, apparently, Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma got into an altercation, resulting in Kuz allegedly hitting Poole in the face. And that's remnant of his altercation with Dre in Golden State. And honestly, Jordan Poole, I'm not sure what his problem is exactly, because I used to like him. At the very beginning when he was in Golden State, I had no problem with Jordan Poole because he played, he balled out, he seemed to be really cool. But he was having issues in Golden State, so they traded him away to the Wizards. And he has done nothing but cause issues on that team. But I really don't expect anything less, because the Wizards, as a franchise, have had dumb shit happen to them by no fault of their own. They've had repeatedly dumb shit happen over and over and over again. And it would take another 20 minutes to tell you guys about those things. But, and one of my buddies said that Jordan Poole blocked him on Instagram because over something weird. And I don't know what the reason was. I'll have to ask him later, but yeah, that altercation is just a mess. And I don't know if any, what, repercussions are going to be brought against them. Because I have to say allegedly. Because it hasn't been confirmed, nor has it been denied. But I've seen this in multiple places. So it very much may well be true. Because we're not going to act like teammates getting into fights is something that's absolutely unbelievable. Because it is. If whatever the reason was for Kuz to allegedly put his hands on Jordan Poole, he must have did some shit or said some shit wrong. And Kuz is like, you know what? I'm getting tired of you, so I gotta do what I gotta do. And it is what it is. Sometimes it be like that. And I don't know what's gonna happen with those two. I don't know if Jordan Poole is gonna stay with the team any longer than this, but what does that have to wait until the trade deadline to see what his fate is going to be? Because he could very well get traded somewhere else and get waived. That's just my opinion on everything. But yeah, I had to come on here and do a show. I'm off for the next 2 days, but I had to come on here, give you guys a show when I had the energy to do so. So I keep thanking y'all so much for your listens. Keep running up the listens on Dangerous Sports Talk, supporting me, Be Dangerous. I don't want it to go unnoticed. You guys are fucking awesome. I have the best listeners in the world. And the show is going to keep growing. And this is only the beginning. And on that note, I'm going to get my ass out of here and fucking chill out. Please follow me, DB Dangerous, on Instagram and Twitter at DB Dangerous. Follow Dangerous Sports Talk, the Facebook page. Follow this very podcast you're listening to on Spotify, wherever podcasts are available. and it's about to hit 20 minutes right now. And I'm out of here. Peace.